And now every cop in Atlanta is a suspect. I was telling Mrs. O'Connell, there's a stupid bill that they want to move through the Congress. I'm sitting there, I'm watching one of these Republican senators yesterday drone on endlessly about, we're not getting all the data. We need more data. We're only getting like 12% of the data from police departments around the country. The Justice Department needs 100%. Folks, we are careening towards a secession moment. You can just see it in action here. Why should a local police department have to turn over the proceeds of its police business and enforcing of local law? Let's just use my state, for example, Louisiana. Why should it have to turn it over to a federal authority? What are they going to do? By the way, does anyone actually in their right mind believe that the federal government, or the federal government, as Mitt Romney called, the federal government is even capable of solving this problem? I mean, that's a joke. Every late night comic, if they actually are on television, should be making fun of this. Here, I'm from the federal government, and I'm here to help. Hi, Antifa. Hi, Black Lives Matter. I'm from Congress, and I'm here to help. How about no? Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Always on air and always online, crusadechannel.com. Inviting you, if you're watching on YouTube, you can't chat there on the channel. You can leave comments, but there's no chat. But you can chat in our chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. It's a free service, don't cost nothing. You just have to have a valid email address. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which... thanks to the appearance, the TriCast that we did, our second one with Dr. Taylor Marshall on Friday, the YouTube channel has picked up 556 new subscribers over since Friday. I looked at the number today and went, all right, whose channel is that? That's not mine. Again, as you pray for the holy souls, repose of the holy souls in purgatory, and for all the holy souls, keep my cousin Dennis Anthony Gomez in mind, who died on Saturday morning. Just one little providential thing came out of all this. He's christened Dennis for St. Dennis, Anthony for St. Anthony of Padua Gomez, and he died at 5:30 a.m. Saturday morning. If you were doing your daily saint of the day, you know that that was the feast day of St. Anthony of Padua. So, something a little, I think, providential going on there. So keep him, as we do all of the departed holy souls, in mind in your purgatory and prayers. And I'm sure there will be a notice, or there was a notice, in the Crusader Monastery. He was 62, if you're wondering. He was 62. So the chat room is at crusadechannel.com/chat. But let's hit a couple. Let's do some more headlines here. Do I have the audio cut sheet in the old pile of prep here? I mentioned, you know what? I didn't get a chance to mention this on Friday, so I want to mention this. Grazie. How many of you know who Candace Owens is? Mr. Church, you're not going to spend a segment talking about Candace Owens, are you? How many of you know who Candace Owens is? Now, I put this in the chat room after my show was concluded on Friday. I got a text message. Friday or Thursday, I don't remember. I received a text message on my phone from a local number, from my area code, that said, hi, knew my name. Hi, Mike, it's Candace. Now, Mitch Chur's name is Candace. So the first thing I thought before I read the rest of the message was, what in the Hades is she sending me a message from this number? So I opened the message up and go, it's from Candace Owens. And I'm, excuse me? And it's asking me to go to this website And to help black conservatives or something, I don't even know. I think I deleted the message. To go make a donation. So I'm going like, okay, let me do a little due diligence here. Let me see if there's just someone who's fishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, who's fishing and using her name, right? They do this all the time and trying to get me to click it because, oh, Candace Owen. So I did a little due diligence. No, it went to her site. Now, I came on the Barrett brief in the chat room. I didn't go on air. I was in the chat room. And I'm like, that's an expensive operation. I thought that, you know, you were just the every girl who just happened to make it big. And we're out there fighting for equality and fighting for truth and fighting for justice. And I stand for conservatism selflessly and righteously, right? I mean, this is a vain appeal for funding. So then this comes out at Red State, because apparently I wasn't the only one that got it. So another black woman who happens to be a writer, Kira Davis, must have gotten the same message because it set her off. So she writes, Kira Davis, the trouble with Candace. Now, I'm not going to get into it right now. I just wanted to, it's just a news headline. Maybe you got the text message as well. So I'm thinking, you know, how my mind works as founder here of the Crusade Channel and host of this show and 28 years in the business, I'm like going, I wonder how much the service cost that, because you had to pay someone to do this, that harvests the phone numbers, how do they get them, number one, and then sends and manages the messages out and then runs the site, solicits the donations. It's either paid up front for a fee or whoever launched the campaign got a cut. In any event, it was just, it was troubling, if you will. You got the Terry Crews audio? You were able to get it? Okay. The actor Terry Crews was on a television show. I think it was Meet the Press for Canada, something like that. It was asked a question, right? The talk. He was asked a question about his recent statement about black supremacy. And does he want to apologize for it? Don't you think you said the wrong thing? And if you don't know who Terry Crews is, Terry Crews is President Mountain Dew Camacho in our favorite movie, Idiocracy. he's asked the question. Yep, Brian K., that's the message I got, Brian K. That's it. So someone, one of our listeners did. Any of you guys that are watching on YouTube, did you get the message from Candace Owens on Friday? He said he got it Saturday. In any event, Terry Crews was not going to play this Black Lives Matter crap and that rioting and looting is a good thing and that making black people practice supremacy was as wrong as white people practicing supremacy. So he's asked a question about it for the first time since he tweeted this out, and this is what he said.
Well, I compare that tweet to cussing in church, because what's wild is you have the message, but then if you use a cuss word, nobody's really hearing what you're saying. You know what I mean? The cuss word I use in this instance was black supremacy. And this is what I want to really, really reiterate to you and explain. My thing was, what I said was defeating white supremacy without white people could create black supremacy. And this is what I'm talking about. My thing is, in the black race, in black America, we have gatekeepers. We have people who have decided that who is going to be black and who's not. And I, simply because I have a mixed race wife, have been discounted from the conversation a lot of times by very, very militant movements, black power movement. I've been called all kinds of things, like an Uncle Tom, simply because I'm successful, simply because I worked my way out of Flint, Michigan. And the problem is, and this is the thing, the problem with that is that black people have different views. You know, it's funny because when you're white, you can be Republican, Libertarian, Democrat. You can be anything. But if you're black, you have to be one thing. Even Joe Biden said, hey, man, you don't vote for me, you ain't even black.
Right.
And so this blackness is always judged. And it's always put up against this thing. And I'm going, wait a minute, that right there, it's a supremacist move. You have now put yourself above other black people. And I'm trying to tell you, and then I got told it couldn't exist. And this is the deal. In 1994 in Rwanda, there was a genocide and it was all black people. And there was one sector that viewed themselves as over the other. A million people died.
Yes.
And I was told it can't happen in America. And I'm here to tell you that's the first mistake. Anytime anybody says, oh, that could never happen here, that's exactly when it starts to happen.
Do you regret using the term black supremacy?
You know, I can't really regret it. I really want the dialogue to come out. Maybe there's another term that might be better, where it's separatist or elitist or something like that. But the thing is that I've experienced supremacy even growing up. I've had black people tell me that the white man is the devil. I've experienced whole organizations that have viewed themselves because of the suffering of black people. They have decided that now we are not equal, we're better. And I think that's a mistake. I'm trying to tell you, just the mentality, what we're trying to do, I think a lot of times with the social and economic and political issues we have right now, we're providing those kind of answers, but this is a spiritual problem. Supremacy can't really happen, but spiritually it can. In your head, you can look at yourself and you can develop a dangerous self-righteousness that could really hurt what we're trying to do right now. Right. We have to include this white voice, this Hispanic voice, this Asian voice. We have to include it right now, because if we don't, it's going to slip into something we are really not prepared for.
Now, Terry Crews, President Camacho for president. Now, if you haven't seen Idiocracy, I mean, Terry's in he's on a TV show with, what's the kid from the movie Hot Rod that my daughter loves so much? Not Jesse Eisenberg, the other one. He was on Adam Sandberg, right? I think it's called 9-1, is it New York 9-1-1 or something like that? I think that's the comedy that Terry Crews is currently on, a TV show. But he is President Macho Mountain Dew Camacho in Idiocracy. So Mike Judge, the creator of Beavis and Butthead and Office Space, cast him as President Camacho in the movie Idiocracy. Yeah, there you go, Maggie. There's Terry Crews. So there's if you're in the chat room, you can see that. If not, because you refuse to go in there, you can't. Look it up yourself. But we put pictures because people like them pictures in there in the chat room. So that's President Camacho. What I get out of what he just said here was, he is not a member of the Black or the Privilege Purification League, as I call it, the PPL.